This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I mentioned crude prices were down today, down a lot to, as I said, 4% or more. That's going to do nothing at all to cure the economic ills in Venezuela, where falling oil, rising inflation, and a legacy of economic mismanagement are all coming home to roost. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been in Venezuela the past week or so, Maracaibo today, so we got him on the phone to tell us what it's like down there in that economy. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
So I want to touch base, first of all, on this inflation news. The official inflation rate, I looked it up, is 186%. What does that look like on the ground?
Well, that rate is the official rate that the government is giving. There are other independent estimates. One projection by the IMF is that it could reach 700% this year. Oh. I mean, one thing that is really driving prices crazy upward is the black market here. Venezuela imports just about every consumer good. And so they have to buy these with U.S. dollars on the international market. The problem is they don't sell enough oil right now at a high enough price to have enough of these dollars, these petrodollars. So there's a shortage and there's desperation on the streets all across the country. And this morning I visited a physical black market here in Maracaibo City.
Well, what is it? I mean, were you like down an alley and around a corner and some guy went, "Psst, hey, kid, come here"? I mean, what does it look like?
It was way out in the open.
Huh.
On the outside, they were selling fruit and vegetables, plantains, just a regular market. And you go in and you see the illegally sold packaged stuff. A small pack of diapers, Pampers, is 11 times the regulated price. Corn flour, the most basic staple, 20x. Birth control pills, 13x. And baby formula, 13 wow. times the regular price. And one thing we couldn't find at all, that was mosquito repellent. They have a Zika virus outbreak here and we couldn't even find it on the black market.
So, there's not enough of anything, right? But is this just oil and petroleum, or is it, where does this come from?
These shortages began before the oil bust. One thing that's been going on here for years is domestic production of everything has plummeted. So I went out this afternoon and visited a cattle ranch here in western Venezuela, and they say it's so hard to make money out here. The government, that is the Socialist Party, is in control of the government here. It has been confiscating the people's land for the past decade. All the inputs are imported for the ranchers, so machinery, fertilizer, feed. You can't either can't get them or the prices are black market sky high. And then you can't pass along any of these costs to the consumer because of the price control. So it gives you an idea of how hard it is to run a basic business and produce things domestically in Venezuela.
Yeah, it sounds, though, Scott, like it's just layers and layers of catastrophe.
Layers that are hard to understand and hard to untangle. I spoke to a pollster and consultant. His name is Luis Vicente Leon in Caracas, and he describes it as simply as two diseases. First, you have the government intrusion into the market, and that's like you have dengue fever. And on top of that, you have the Zika virus, which is the oil bust.
We are mixing two different illnesses right now. The illness coming from the intervention and the impact of the oil market. Both of them impacting the economy. Of course, the situation in Venezuela become worse and worse and worse. And the most dramatic thing is that the government didn't decide to change the strategy.
And finally, Kai, this gets to what the government is doing here. They just announced a gasoline price hike to try to get their fiscal house in order. They need revenue to import stuff. They need money to pay off their creditors, or else they could default on their debt this year. But the people I talked to, they pretty much yawned at the gas hike. And Venezuela still has perhaps the cheapest gas in the world. And even with this higher price, if you fill up with typical 91-octane gas, you can fill two whole tanks for the price of a bottle of water.
Marketplace's Scott Tong on the ground in Maracaibo, Venezuela, for us. Scott, thanks very much.
Thank you.